Classes start back tomorrow at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, and the big change on campus is how faculty and students can get around the university. Caraway Road is no longer an option to get onto the south end of campus. That after Union Pacific and Santa Fe Burlington Northern shut down that segment of Caraway Road after or over the Christmas break. Assistant Vice Chancellor for Facilities Management Al Stoverink explains how to get on campus now.
The traffic flow will move from Caraway just about 4/10 of a mile west to the overpass if you're coming up Caraway. Otherwise, if you're coming from west downtown area, then it'll be kind of a straight shot across the overpass.
And Stoverink tells the best way to get on the south part of the campus.
If you're coming from the south, if you've traditionally come up Caraway, you can either go east and come up Stadium and in on Aggie, or you can jog to the west and come across the overpass up to Johnson and circle around the campus on Johnson and Loop Street.
Stoverink tells about the closing of Caraway Road on the north side of the campus.
Well, the closure that's occurred is just right in that area in front of Smith Hall and Wilson Advising Center. We've allowed access into the entrance of the parking deck from the north. If you turn onto Caraway from Johnson, you can access the parking deck from that direction. If you're wanting to get to the parking lot that serves the post office, then you can come in on Aggie, and Caraway is open up to and including that entrance into that post office parking lot. But you cannot drive straight through from north or south on Caraway at this point. The reason for that closure was the extreme conflict that has existed in recent years with the pedestrian student traffic across Caraway at that location.
And Stoverink says the reason for the closure is safety for everyone on campus.
The railroad at-grade crossings, the whole purpose of the Marion Barry Parkway was to get to the safety for those coming and going from campus. I mean, there are other benefits. There will be eventually as Loop Street is extended to the west to connect to Aggie, which is a project that's currently in design and we hope to have completed over the course of the next 18 months, and that will help ease some of the inconvenience that exists currently on the south side of campus. But it all boils down to safety for our students and for faculty and staff and visitors to campus in both of these closures.
Al Stoverink of Arkansas State University, Jonesboro.